Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Luke Ferris. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, and I'm happy to celebrate Mass for you here at the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and for those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. The entrance antiphon is for St. Philip Neri, priest. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Spirit of God dwelling within us. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We celebrate this memorial for St. Philip Neri because at least in our diocese, and most dioceses, today is still a preparation for the Ascension. In some places, some dioceses, they celebrate the Ascension today, which was formerly known as Ascension Thursday. That we are still preparing ourselves for. So our readings speak to that our God wants us to prepare ourselves to receive that Holy Spirit. And what a great saint to be able to prepare ourselves with. St. Philip Neri was known for his sense of humor. In fact, he called his residence the House of Christian Mirth, mirth being this idea of joy and laughter. We then want to be able to receive the Holy Spirit with peace and joy, the marks of that Spirit. So we begin by acknowledging those places where perhaps we've not let our Lord's light come to. We ask in a special way that that light come to all those who are suffering in Texas, Ukraine, and elsewhere. And we begin by acknowledging that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and so we prepare to receive these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to call the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you bring the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who never cease to bestow the glory of holiness on the faithful servants you raise up for yourself, graciously grant that the Holy Spirit may kindle in us that fire with which he wonderfully filled the heart of St. Philip Neri. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. He went to visit with them, and because he practiced the same trade, stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. Every Sabbath he entered into discussion in the synagogue, attempting to convince both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began to occupy himself totally with preaching the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. When they opposed him and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your heads. I am clear of responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there and went to a house belonging to a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. His house was next to the synagogue. Crispus, the synagogue official, came to believe in the Lord, along with his entire household. And many of the Corinthians who heard believed and were baptized. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn when the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a short story that's told about a man whose car breaks down in the country. And this is before mobile phones, of course. So he walks to the closest home so he can make a phone call to get some help. And as he is there at the driveway, he sees a man working in that front yard. So he calls to him, but the man is whistling so loud that he doesn't hear him. So he comes a little closer, and he again calls out to the man, and the man continues to whistle up a storm. So finally he gets very close to him to the point where the man then is startled when he calls upon him because he's right there. Nonetheless, he asks if he can use the phone, so he goes in to do so. He makes his phone call, and of course, he's going to have to wait. So he's curious about the man, and he says to him, that is to the homeowner, he says to him, "So why are you whistling so loudly, so beautifully in that way?" And the man says, pointing to a woman sitting on the couch, he says, "This is my wife for 38 years, and recently she lost her vision. She's not able to see, and this is so frightening for her that I find that it brings her more security. When she hears me whistling outside, she knows that I'm still with her." That is a simple story, but it makes a profound point. Part of what Jesus is trying to let his disciples know, that he is still going to be with them, and that in some ways that Holy Spirit will call to them, will remember and remind them of all that he has said. And that when in a little while when he leaves, and of course he's speaking of his death, and we especially also see his ascension, that ascension of leaving is part of what he wants to assure of us, that he still will be with us a little while after, and I will come to you. Pentecost, that Holy Spirit that convicts us of the presence of God, that reminds us of the words of Jesus in various places in our lives. We then want to be attuned to this, to listen. Right? This is what the saints do, St. Philip Neri being that wonderful example of joyfulness. He would at times shave half of his beard just to look funny and to get people to notice and join them in a little bit of humor. Or sometimes he would also wear big shoes, huge shoes like clown shoes, so that people would say, "Why are you wearing those?" And he would say, "Just to have fun." He once is told that he had a very stiff bishop. He was a bishop himself, very stiff bishop with him, who never seemed to have any sense of humor. So when he read the gospel, he did as many as possible mispronunciations just to get a rise out of this other bishop, right? People didn't know whether they're supposed to be laughing or whether they were supposed to feel sorry for him. But this spirit that he had with him is still remembered 500 years later, inasmuch as there was a spirit of joy behind what he did. Sadly, in our country, we, especially with this recent school shooting, have sadness within us. And our Lord, in different ways, but especially in today's gospel and our preparation for the coming of the Holy Spirit, wants us to open our hearts and to listen to what he wants to do. In spite of the darkness that may surround us at time, in spite of the frightening things like that woman experienced, losing her vision, losing her sight, you see, is what we oftentimes can go through, perhaps in other ways. We don't know where God is leading. And so we can listen for that Holy Spirit. Certainly in some ways it whistles up a tune, or it may remind us of something else. Perhaps it reminds us of the memory of a saint like St. Philip Neri. We want to open ourselves to that Spirit, to trust that our Lord speaking, "In a little while I will be gone, a little while I'll be with you." Sometimes we wait for his presence, but he promises always to be there, just like that husband, working and whistling, letting us know, letting his wife know that he's still very much with him. We stand now, and we offer our prayers, asking for our God, and especially our God, the Holy Spirit, to come to all of our needs. We pray for Pope Francis and for all priests, especially for all those men being ordained to the priesthood this year. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that like St. Philip Neri, we may follow the call of the Holy Spirit to radically and joyfully live for and serve Jesus Christ and his Church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a greater respect for human life, and for an end to abortion, terrorism, war, and all crimes against humanity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For family life, that spouses and parents will entrust their marriages and children to the Holy Family in order to strengthen the foundation of our society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings for Father Willie Raymond in thanksgiving for his work with Holy Cross Family Ministries and promoting the family rosary, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son promises to send his Spirit to us. We await, we watch for, and we welcome that Spirit as we offer our prayers to you. We ask that we may receive your divine mercy through our prayers, and we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we offer you the sacrifice of praise, O Lord, we ask that by the example of St. Philip, we may always give ourselves cheerfully for the glory of your name and the service of our neighbor. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, Lord. But in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. Mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking in the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, with Bishop our David, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Philip Neri, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Receive communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Communion antiphon. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love, says the Lord. Alleluia. Thank you. Let us pray. Having fed upon these heavenly delights, we pray, O Lord, that in imitation of St. Philip, we may always long for that food by which we truly live, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the 7 p.m. Central at the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has ended. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.